Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Traffic makes way as an ambulance speeds down a busy street with sirens blaring. Obviously, the ambulance of the driver knows where he is going. He travels much faster than the regular speed limit because he has been given special privilege and authority to do that. He feels the responsibility of being sent on an important, life-saving mission. And as he arrives at his destination, he moves speedily and skillfully into action so that that rescue mission might not fail. To some degree, that illustrates what the life of a child of God, a Christian, is meant to be. Think of the busyness of this pre-Christmas season, the hurry and the rush. But what is the goal and purpose of it all? The Lord would like to direct the whole of every Christian life in such a way that our goal is to bring light, true light, to all people. Our Christmas preparations will be unproductive, therefore, unless we get a renewed grip on this basic truth. We are sent to bear witness to Jesus. John the Baptist, or the baptizer, was sent by God, and his purpose was to bear witness, to testify to Jesus, so that everyone would believe through him. On the first Christmas, the angels were chosen to be God's messengers to tell those simple shepherds about the birth of the Savior. But now, as Jesus is beginning his public ministry, as we read about in our gospel, God sent his chosen messenger, not mighty and glorious angels, but a humble man named John. John had a very special focus in life. Every move that he made and every word that he spoke flowed from the basic conviction that Jesus should be exalted. Even all the questions about John's own identity and mission were primarily answered in terms of his relationship with Jesus. For the benefit of all the people around him who heard him teaching and speaking and who heard his interactions with those Jewish leaders, John pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John was God's special messenger, sent at a very special time. The Lord has his special messengers for every time. For today, he has you and me. You remember the great commission that Jesus gave to his followers just before he ascended into heaven. He told them, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." In John's gospel, Jesus also tells his disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." God sent Jesus to deliver people from their slavery to sin. He sent Jesus to take the punishment for the sins of every person on himself, and then to provide righteousness for all people. In Jesus' resurrection, all of that was accomplished. His victory over sin becomes our victory through faith in him. And God wants this victory to come to every single person in the world. Therefore, God sent John the Baptizer so that everyone at that time would believe. And God sends us for the same reason. God wants us to bear witness to Jesus so that all people might believe in him and have life. Those who believe in Jesus are restored to a harmonious relationship with God, and they receive the gift of eternal life that begins right now. What an exciting mission that is. And as we look at the people around us in the world today, we must add, what a great need there is for such a life-saving rescue mission. In order to bear witness, we need some equipment, and we have it in God's Word, in the law, and in the gospel. John identified himself to the priests and Levites who came to question him as the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord," just as Isaiah the prophet said. And elsewhere in the Bible, John is described as preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John urged every single person to remove all the obstacles in their hearts and lives that might stand in the way of Jesus' entry into their hearts. All the things that hinder faith and that prevent a person from believing in and following Jesus must be removed and cleared out. This is also an essential part of our Christian witness today. If Jesus, the Savior, is to enter into our hearts, he needs to climb around and over many obstacles that exist. Our love for the glitter and the sparkle of the things of Christmas in our society must move over and give way. The desire to receive must be turned into a desire to give. The effort to build the Christmas holiday around food and money and parties and entertainment must be replaced by a focus on Christ, whom God sent to be our Savior. The subtle passions that enslave us, some of which we are hardly even aware of or acknowledge, must be recognized as sin and pushed out of the way. The striving for worldly pleasure must be destroyed, and the way must be opened up for Jesus to be King and Lord of our lives. God makes the path straight in us through the message of his love and through the working of the Holy Spirit. The way is cleared for the Savior to come into our hearts as the Holy Spirit shows us the meaning and the effects of Jesus' love for us. In love, Jesus provides us with righteousness. In love, Jesus has paid the penalty for your sins, and he suffered and died in your place. He won the victory over sin, death, and the devil through his resurrection, and your faith in him makes that victory yours. Through all this, Jesus gives you eternal life. You wouldn't want the junk of this world blocking the path of his coming, would you? Make the path straight and say with him in the words of the hymn, "Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart, made clean and new, a quiet chamber kept for you." The Holy Spirit has brought us to repentance and has enabled us to believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So our message to those around us and to all who are members of God's family provides the straight path for Jesus' coming. Therefore, the cry needs to go out, "Make straight the way of the Lord." Clear away the junk and debris that make Jesus' entry difficult or even impossible. With one sweep of the mind and heart, push away the heaps of packaged hopes and dreams, which, when opened and examined, prove to contain only disappointment, hurt, despair, and death. Don't fix your eyes on what the world is doing this pre-Christmas season. Instead, look carefully at what God is doing. He sent Jesus again today through his word that we are hearing right now to look over a wasted life, to give our lives direction and meaning, to give us peace and joy, and to bring us into a beautiful relationship with our Heavenly Father. Make the path straight. The changed life of us who are sent by God as a powerful witness to those who are blinded by the worldly glitter that surrounds them. The message of repentance and of the great forgiving love of God through Jesus provides that straight path through us to those whom God wants to reach with this forgiving love. And so proclaim this message with vigor and with joy. Proclaim it to those who have not heard it and to those who have already heard it. This is a great task of those of us who are sent by God as his messengers. The text also mentions a special road that Jesus travels, a road to take over the hearts of those whom God loves. And this road is the sacrament of baptism. John baptized sinners who repented. This caused the Pharisees to question his actions and to ask him for his credentials for performing such baptisms. John's baptizing was an offense to many people. But John's authority came from God, and in his baptizing, God was at work forgiving sins, making entry into people's hearts, and gathering people into his family. John's baptism differed slightly from Jesus' baptism in that John's baptism pointed ahead to what Jesus would accomplish by his perfect life, his death, and his resurrection. And Jesus' baptism pointed back to those completed acts of salvation. However, John's baptism was identical to Jesus in that it provided the forgiveness of sins and a means through which God brought people into his kingdom and into his family. Again today, we recall that among the last words that Jesus spoke to his followers was his command to make disciples by baptizing people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is a road through which the Lord makes his entry into people's hearts. And to the extent that we fail to make use of baptism according to God's will, we are blocking God's chosen path. In baptism, God is at work. He enters the heart, he throws down idols that are there, and he casts out all spirits that have no right to be there. In baptism, God initiates the action of love, which begs for repentance and also a corresponding response of love for God. In baptism, God forgives our sins, and he declares that he is our beloved friend. He enables us to believe in Jesus as our Savior. We, like John, are sent so that everyone would believe through Jesus. The power of this simple act of baptism lies in the person of Jesus. He provides the righteousness and the life that baptism bestows. He does the suffering and the dying from which baptism delivers us. He rose victoriously from death and gives life and victory through baptism. He broke the power of Satan from which baptism delivers us. All that God does for us in baptism, God does because of what Jesus has already accomplished. This life-saving rescue equipment is very simple to operate, but it's so very mysterious in its working and in its power. It's so simple so that none may presume to be sent on a life-saving mission without being equipped with it. With simple trust in the words and promises of God, we simply apply water to a person in the name of the triune God. And so we do not ever need to be without this life-saving equipment or without the gifts that it brings. It is mysterious in what it does because God is at work with his power, with his cleansing grace, and with his love. In baptism, God works a miracle, the miracle of faith. Surely it doesn't surprise us that we don't fully understand all the workings of God when he works his miracles. As a Christian congregation, we are sent to baptize in the name of Jesus. And the doing of that is an important part of our witness to the world around us as Christians. Can you think of someone in your life who is in need of this life-saving message, the life-saving rescue of the Savior Jesus? Think about that person. An eternal life is at stake. God is sending you so that that person would believe and be saved. You must hurry. Make use of the life-saving equipment that God has given you. The good news about the full and free forgiveness of sins through Jesus. Trust that God will work through His Word and through you.